are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, some of you out there in the Northeast and the Midwest, bundle up. We're hearing out here where I am in the West some of the stuff you guys are going through and what's coming to hit you over the next few days, and we know it is going to be cold. From what we understand, U.S. News on NBC News is reporting bitter cold, high winds, and snow to hit the Northeast and the Midwest. From what we understand, the Midwest has been freezing under some of its coldest weather in years, and New England is braced for temperatures as low as a minus 50 degrees, including wind chill factor and up to a foot of snow. They're calling this Alberta Clipper, drawing Arctic air southward from Canada. It's brought gusty winds and snow to states on the top of the country, anywhere from North Dakota to northern Maine. It's creating treacherous driving conditions. They say temperatures have plummeted below zero in double digits in the western Great Lakes region, northern Maine, and dozens of degrees below zero when the wind chill was taken into account. They say parts of North Dakota, Minnesota, and Maine were expected to see wind chills approaching 50 degrees below zero, according to the National Weather Service. I couldn't even imagine. That's why, if you notice, I don't complain about the heat too much in Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am very fortunate to have the weather that I have, and I will never complain. People always complain about the Las Vegas heat. It is nothing like the winters you guys get back east, not to mention the summers you guys get with the humidity. So I think any of us that live in, you know, 120-degree summers in Phoenix and Vegas, I think we really should be counting our blessings. They say already the cold weather has been blamed for at least one death, vehicles crashing in difficult conditions. I thought I heard of a 50-car pileup in Ohio. I don't know if that was as a result of this storm. They say parts of Connecticut were hit with snow, as well as areas north of New York City and along the coast. They say a low-pressure system off the New England coast pulls the cold blast eastward. Northern Massachusetts, parts of Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine could see up to a foot of snow. Difficult Tuesday morning commute and uncomfortable wind chills. They say in Pennsylvania, icy roads caused the rush of bitter wind, which contributed to accident after accident. And I guess schools are closing down. People are saying just stay home, get off the roads. Now, you know, we always talk about preparedness, right? Not a bad idea to be prepared. Well, this was kind of nice. CDC has come out with a winter emergency kit. All right, now, don't forget about freeze-dry guy. We love freeze-dry guy. Freeze-dry guy, the food tastes good. All right, don't forget to include that in any of your kits. But the Centers of Disease Control, the CDC, and Prevention says your winter kit, okay, you should have this, whether, you know, either at your house, whether you're on the road, warm blankets, non-perishable food and water, cat litter or sand for traction on ice. That's brilliant. I can't tell you how many of us walk around outside trying to get to where we need to go. We slip and fall on the ice, and then we break something. So cat litter or sand for traction on ice, a tire pump, flares, a set of jumper cables, maps and a compass, a battery-powered radio and flashlight, along with extra batteries, and, of course, first aid kit. And let me also add your medicines. Make sure you guys have your medicines. Okay, have them wrapped up pretty warm so they don't get overly cold. Last thing you want is a frozen cough syrup bottle. So yeah, I think winter emergency kits, absolutely, important. You know, we always talk about hypothermia, this time of year. Hypothermia can be pretty scary. And the reason why it can be scary is you don't realize you're getting hypothermic when you are. You know, one show I watch is Bering Sea Gold. I think it comes on after Gold Rush on Fridays, Gold Rush Alaska. So Gold Rush Alaska, one of my favorite shows. They're up in the, you know, the Klondike. They're in, the Yukon Territory, or they're in Alaska, and they sit there and, I guess, you know, mine for gold. Well, Bering Sea Gold, what they do is they fish, they actually suck up gold from the bottom of the sea floor. Apparently there's pretty shallow waters where they are near Nome, Alaska. And they take this vacuum and they suck up the dirt, and there's actual nuggets just lying there on the seafloor. But what they do is they suck it up, they bring it up to the boat, and then the boat has a sluice box, and they took a look at it. Well, in one of the shows a couple weeks ago, one of the one of the divers that works on one of the boats, one of the smaller ships, sees that the boat left without him, so he decides to swim out to it. Now, it looks like it was going to be at least a mile to me, all right? You know, but he thought that he could swim out to it. Fine, he's a good swimmer. But, you know, even in the spring, summer time, the water was about 32 degrees, okay? That's still freezing. So he was in a wetsuit, I guess. He starts swimming out there. He has mind. I mean, he's just ready to go, athletic, young guy. And next thing we hear, he's in the hospital fighting for his life with hypothermia. And, you know, when your body starts to shunt blood where it needs to go, and then you start losing your temperature, you start to lose your mind. You know, even hypothermia, being out in the desert, you know, you'll start to lose your mind when your temperature changes. Now, one thing that is fascinating but scary is people who are out in the desert and the temperature drops and they undergo hypothermia, so their temperature drops, they'll actually start taking off their clothes. Right before they're going into severe hypothermia and then death, they actually feel, because again, they're confused and they're delirious, this uncomfortable heat and prickling. It's, I think, some of the blood vessels trying to expand and open up, or some last ditch effort to perfuse the body. And it is so uncomfortable and it feels hot that people start stripping off their clothes. And so when I was doing a survival course this summer, one of the researchers said, you know, when he ever searches for a body out there in the desert or just out there in a field, and he starts to see clothes of the victim, he knows they're dead. Because one thing people do before they die when they're hypothermic is start ripping off their clothes. Pretty scary stuff. He finds the clothes, and then a few feet down, he finds the body. So hypothermia is extremely important. Before you even think you're going to get cold, you better get into a place where you're warm, because by the time you are too cold, you don't think enough to do it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Big shout out to our Talk Superstation listeners, our XM listeners, and all our listeners over multiple affiliates coast to coast. Thank you again so much. So I guess more and more children have been getting diagnosed with ADHD. Now, this is going to lead to a previous story we talked about and why I think we really have a change with where our kids are going and where we're going and the way society is going. And this is just one symptom of it. They say white children from high incomes are most likely to be diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, but more children overall are getting the diagnosis. Now, the study is published in the Journal of American Medical Association Pediatrics, and they looked at, hundreds of thousands of California medical records. They found that 4.9% of children treated through Kaiser Permanente Southern California were diagnosed with ADHD during the decade-long study. The figure is slightly lower than the government estimates, government and other estimates suggest that 10% of school-age children have the diagnosis. But it does match other studies showing a significant rise in first-time ADHD. Now, the study looked at 850,000 medical records of children between 5 and 11 years old. They found 3.1% received first-time diagnosis of ADHD in 2010, up from 2.5% in 2001. Children in higher-income homes, homes whose annual income was above 70 grand, were the subset most likely to be diagnosed. The researchers also found notable increases among black girls. The highest rates were observed in children with household incomes of 90,000 or more. Okay, now, all right, there's a lot of things that I could see could be going on, all right? Okay, medicine is changing, and I think it's kind of changing for the worse, okay? Everything has to do with the diagnosis. The only way to get paid is if you put a diagnosis down. The only way to prescribe a medicine and to back yourself up and to protect yourself is you have a diagnosis with it, okay? So parents are coming in saying, my kid has ADHD, he's not doing well in school, I want a medication. You know, I remember 10, 20 years ago, patients would ask me, can you evaluate him for ADHD? Now people are just asking for the pills. All right? Women are working. Men are working. People are exhausted, whether they have a job or not. They need things a little bit easier. Many people don't have time to take their kids to the therapist. What if the doctor really isn't sold on the ADHD? But that doctor is very busy that day. All right, now it's all about volume, 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 because insurance doesn't reimburse well. And what if that doctor is sitting there? I'm hoping doctors don't do that, but, you know, if there's a rise in ADHD diagnoses, is it really that ADHD is on the rise? Or with the way the medical scenario is, you can't really write a medication and you can't bill the visit if you don't have a diagnosis. And so you can't really say behavioral disorder for the child. So the doctor puts ADHD, that code gets put in the data bank, and now the data bank reads all the codes. Okay, this could be a scenario. We'll talk about why I do think ADHD is actually truly on the rise, but we do have to be very careful when we see these studies. Okay, parents coming in saying the teacher says he has ADHD, the teacher is an expert. Now, I gotta admit, many teachers are right about the children having ADHD, but I would still get a second psychological opinion if you could. Parents come in saying, my kid is failing, I can't have my kid fail school, I can't take off work like I keep doing, let's get him the medication. So they get the medication, boom, another kid with ADHD. Okay, and I also think ADHD is being a little bit more loosely diagnosed. You know, these kids that don't like to learn in school and they don't pay attention, you know, yet you'll take them to a Batman movie or you'll take them to see the Spider-Man movie or you'll take them to see Shrek or you'll put a DVD in or there's a SpongeBob SquarePants marathon and they stay glued to the TV. So they obviously do have some control over their attention. Okay? Or you'll put them in front of a video game and they will play that video game. And they'll know everything about that video game. They could probably get a PhD on that video game. Yet they don't like to sit in class. So I think we're very loosely diagnosing ADHD. If a child could sit there and watch a movie, read a book, play a video game, he doesn't have attention deficit. He just doesn't want to pay attention in class, doesn't like what he's learning. He may have a learning disability, could have a hearing disability, but I don't like to use attention deficit. Now, what ends up happening, though, is all these medications work. If you take speed, if you take cocaine, if you take meth, if you take a diet pill, or if you take Ritalin, you're going to concentrate more. You're going to get a lot done. So these kids taking Adderall and Ritalin and Concerta, they are doing better in school. Because it's a form of speed, but did they really have attention deficit? Now, I do happen to think that attention deficit is on the rise as a whole, not just kids, but as adults. And we've talked about this. We have a very ADD society. You know, we don't have to wait for commercials anymore. We could fast forward through commercials. We could TiVo things. I have no patience for commercials. I don't want to sit there and wait. When I go through a drive-thru, I want to start eating then and there. I don't want to bring the food home or bring it. I'm hungry. I'm going to start eating right then and there. I don't need to wait for a letter from one of my family members, across in Europe. I could get my text. I could get my email instantaneously. I don't have to wait for pictures at the photo mart that could take a week and have to be picked up Thursday between 3 and 5. I get my picture right then and there. So we have an extremely we have formed an extremely ADHD society because we can get what we want now and we don't have to wait. We also don't get bored, which I think is extremely important for our creative skills, but we don't get bored anymore. If somebody's bored, we hand the kid an iPad or your phone, or we throw the TV on. When I was bored during the long summer months, when I grew up in Phoenix, I had to come up with ways. I came up with a lemonade stand. I sewed. I just did projects. I kept myself busy. We didn't have video games in the house, and TV during the week was boring. Price is Right, I think, ended at 10 o'clock. There was really nothing else to see but soap operas during the day. It was bored, and we weren't allowed to go outside between 10 and 2 because of heat stroke. So while I was waiting for 2, 3 o'clock to come around, you just had to sit there and do arts and crafts. So we also don't have people tapping in on their creative abilities. So these children are being handed to them entertainment, stimuli. I think it starts to mess with the brain a little bit. I really do. You know, that's why I always urge people, you know, get kids together so they could play. But you know what? When my kids' friends come over, they go over there. When I ask them, what did they do? They play video games the whole time. I'm like, really? You didn't go outside. You didn't play ball. You didn't play kickball. You didn't wrestle. You didn't. So, you know, we are growing a population of people that are so ready for stimuli. I mean, you know, I'll even watch my husband watch TV. While he watches TV, he's on Facebook. Or he's reading news blogs. You know, I mean, we're multitasking. I could give us that. We're Twittering. We're Facebooking. We're Instagramming. We're listening to the radio. And we're we're doing a variety of things. Unsafe, by the way. We're doing a variety of things, so we're multitasking. But we're not really being creative. So we're starting to see more ADD. And another thing that was talked about earlier this hour was loneliness. We're starting to see that loneliness is becoming an epidemic, and loneliness is linked to health problems. Now, many of us prefer to stay home on the weekends rather than dealing with people. We got stuff to do on the internet. We're excited about what we're going to look at on the internet. We're excited about watching a movie, and we start to isolate ourselves more. And even kids, some kids find their video game much more entertaining than these other kids that they play with. You know, remember when we were growing up, we hung out with kids, even if we didn't like them. Even if we didn't like the kids, we hung out with the kids because there was nothing to do. Even if we got beat up, even if we fought, even if we were bullied, we hung out with them because there was nothing to do. Well, these kids, I hear them. They go, no, I'd rather be at home playing my video game. Why should I feel bad? Why should I get beat up? My friends aren't really that cool anyway. So you're starting to also see an isolationist movement where people have so much entertainment right there in their house. Not a lot of reason for them to go outside to deal with other people. Not to mention with the economy, too, it's cheaper to stay inside than to go out. Whenever my friends want to go out for drinks, I'm afraid because that could easily be a $100 night. You order appetizers, you order food, you tip. That could easily be $100. And so, no, I'm like, I could save money. I could heat something up at home, whip something up. I could be at home, I could save money, and I could watch a real good movie and cuddle up on the couch. Now, I'm never home, so something like that really sounds good. But for a lot of people that are home all the time, they're getting used to it. So this isolationist movement, I think, is going to be the next thing that we need to attack as we're attacking obesity and health issues. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Okay, so they say here 1 in 6 cases of adult asthma may actually be linked to their workplace. A new British study suggests that many people have the type of jobs that actually increases their risk for developing asthma. Rebecca Gosh from Imperial College London says, and her colleagues found 1 in 6 cases of asthma is linked to a variety of different work occupations. They looked at 7,500 British adults born in 1958, and then they looked at their job histories up to the age of 42. They compiled information on their symptoms, asthma or wheezy bronchitis at the ages of 7, 11, 16, 33, and 42. The study's participants' sensitivity to allergens and their lung power was then assessed at the ages 42 and 45. They used an asthma-specific job exposure matrix. The researchers then calculated the participants' exposure to compounds known to cause asthma, like respiratory irritants, flour, enzymes, cleaning or disinfectant products, metal and metal fumes. And what they found is 25% of smokers. The study was published in the journal Thorax. Of the study's participants, 25% were smokers by the time they were age 42. At this age, 9% of the adults had asthma, and 87% had jobs. More than half, 55%, or those who employed had office jobs. Researchers also pointed out that 25% of the participants never held a job that increased their risk for asthma, but 8% had been exposed to high-risk agents, 28% low-risk agents. They took all other factors into account and found 16% of adult-onset asthma cases among the participants could be explained by their jobs. It showed low-risk agents, 20% more likely to develop asthma as an adult. High-risk agents, people were 53% more likely to be diagnosed with the respiratory condition. Patients exposed to both high-risk and low-risk had a 34% greater chance of developing asthma. Now, why would I bring this up? I think a lot of us don't think that we could get asthma if we never had it as a child. Okay, I don't think I have asthma, but I think I'm developing it. Now, I work in a medical office. We really don't have any fumes. We really don't have any chemicals. We don't really have our latex gloves with the powder anymore. We use vinyl because people have latex allergies. So, for the most part, I'm not exposed to anything. But I do live in Las Vegas, and it is very dusty. And there's something that I came up with about 10, 15 years ago called Vegas asthma, where those of us who have lived in Las Vegas or lived in the desert when I grew up in Phoenix, eventually the dust starts to kind of wear on us. And when I get sick, I need an inhaler. I have trouble breathing, I wheeze, and that's called reactive airway disease. It may not necessarily be asthma, but it's a reactive airway disease. So we've known that things in your air and pollutants could cause respiratory issues. But the reason why I'm bringing this up to you all is many of you will not even consider the diagnosis of asthma because you were never an asthmatic child. I mean, I remember my brother being an asthmatic child, having to take him to the hospital, him having to take medications and steroids, and, you know, he was always having breathing problems, right? So since I wasn't that, I would never even think that I would have asthma now if I have some trouble with a respiratory infection. No. You can. You can have asthma when you're older. You can acquire it. And for those of you that think that your mask is protecting you, it may not be. You know, I started wearing a mask when I went to get my nails done years ago. Because when they, what's that word for, when they buff the nails and when they use their little machine to, you know, literally buff the nails, nail pieces are flying all over the place. And I noticed over the last few years, the employees working there started to wear masks also. I used to always wear a mask. Now they all do because, again, it protects you. And I think also you're starting to see more and more people start to wear masks. But there's a lot of things that we do that we're around that we breathe in, and it's not safe. So if you do start to have any wheezing, if you do start to have a chronic cough, if you're having difficulty breathing when you lie down, go to the doctor and get yourself checked for asthma. It's not a bad idea. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Getting excited for football. Super Bowl, getting really excited. It's a shame I have to be out of town, but I'm hoping on my way back to the airport, I could be able to sit at the airport and watch the game. So, like we said earlier, San Francisco 49ers and Baltimore Ravens are going head-to-head. The two teams are coached by brothers. This is going to be probably one of the most exciting games to watch, especially the camera is going to be on the coach. I think that's fun. I love watching the coach and seeing them freak out and yell and scream. From what I understand, though, an average ticket is selling for $3,000. The prices went from $2,000 to now $3,000. This is crazy. Director of Data and Communications at ticket website TickIQ, Chris Makovich, told ABC News the match will be a golden game for ticket sales for two reasons. One is the two brothers, Jim Harbaugh and John Harbaugh. Jim with the 49ers, John with the Ravens. That added an extra twist. Plus, the 49ers have not won a Super Bowl since 1995. Okay? Ravens won in 2000. They have a huge fan base. From what I understand, they are being favored, right, to win. I will, though, give you my Super Bowl picks later in the week, of course. And, you know, plus you have a huge fan base of San Francisco 49ers who are really happy to travel to New Orleans. It's a great time of year to be in New Orleans. I was in New Orleans in November. It was phenomenal weather. You know, there's times of the year where it's really hot and muggy, and some people say they hated the trip, and they shouldn't have hated the trip for New Orleans, because New Orleans in itself is phenomenal, but if the weather is that muggy and it's so uncomfortable, it could ruin the trip. But this would be a great, oh my gosh, New Orleans is so lucky to be hosting. They are going to, oh, that's going to boost the economy. They're going to be happy. So anyway, I guess official list prices for the upper bowl, lower bowl, and club seats are $850, $950, and $1,250 respectively for 2013. But now anybody trying to get the ticket, looks like on TickIQ the lowest is about $1,700. Last year, some tickets sold for $10,000. So this is some pretty crazy stuff. Someone's making money. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. An Oregon man is begging for a kidney donor, and he is begging on the side of the road. All right? He is Earl Martinez. He holds a sign that reads, "Need kidney donor." 28-year-old told KOIN he was born with a genetic kidney disease and it rules out family members as donors because it was genetic. He has been on dialysis for 18 months, 4 hours a day, 3 times a week. He's been waiting for more than a year for his transplant. He says his insurance would cover all the medical costs on his side and the donor's side. The donor would have no medical costs at all, looking for somebody who could donate a kidney to Earl Martinez. Pretty frightening stuff. That, I mean, that, you know, it blows your mind. You know, we talk about healthcare. We talk about getting free healthcare for everybody. And I mean, that's nice. I mean, I would love to have free healthcare for everybody. You know, and then you start to see that the movement go to the free birth control. Right? And you start to see the movement go towards, let me see what else they were thinking of doing that. Let's just cut it there with free birth control. And again, free birth control is nice, but we have people out there that are dying from kidney disease and needs kidneys. Right? And I don't know how to incentivize people to donate their organs. I don't know what has to be done, but we just don't have enough out there. And he's been waiting 18 months, for crying out loud, 18 months. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We talked about earlier in the show today, men who go bald by the age of 40 are most likely to get prostate cancer. All right? They think that it could be due to high levels of testosterone, but this is a study that a theory that is we've been watching for the past few years. People that prematurely bald or people that are completely bald by the age of 40, do they have a higher risk for prostate cancer? And according to this latest study, they did find it. This is a study out of Australia. We'll talk a little bit more about it after the break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day, Pacific time, as well as Saturdays, 10 a.m. Very rarely I have a convention or I need to run to the office for an emergency, but other than that, you get to hear me 16 hours a week. Pretty exhausting, huh? Of course, you can always get to our podcast if you ever miss any of our shows. We like to review as much as possible in each hour, but But still, listen to the podcast. You can go to our website and download the iPhone app for free, the Android app for free. Listen in your car, truck, at work, whenever you want. It's free. Why not? When you do go to my website, please sign into the guest book. Always nice to see who's listening, where you guys are listening from. Love to be able to connect with you that way. You could also connect with us at Dr. Dahlia on Twitter, DrDahlIah, and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. When you guys are on Facebook later tonight, don't forget to type in The Dr. Dahlia Show, and you'll find me. That's me. Connect as well. Think about the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise. We are going to Alaska this coming summer. Few months, it's going to be a phenomenal trip. Leaving the end of June, going out of Seattle, up the Inside Passage of Alaska. It is going to be an exquisite trip. We have been able to block the room rates because these rates go up throughout the year. So we got as good a price as we can for an Alaskan cruise, and it's exquisite. So please check that out. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess hugging your loved one or being hugged can lower blood pressure, and it could also boost memory. Yeah, it can. All right, but you got to hug somebody you love and hug somebody you trust. There's got to be that bonding. Why? Because you need to shoot off some oxytocin, which is a hormone. Scientists found that the hormone oxytocin was released into the bloodstream when you hold a friend close. This lowers blood pressure, reduces strength and anxiety, and can even improve your memory. But you got to be selective, they say, who you hug, according to research at the University of Vienna. A polite embrace where it's like, oh, hi, how's it going? And you really don't mean it, and you really don't have that boost of love. Now, you guys have known. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know this burst. When your oxytocin, which is produced by the pituitary gland, it's used for bonding, social behavior, closeness. I mean, we also use it to induce labor. But you know how when you see somebody and you give that hug and it's just one of those hugs that's so, you feel like a burst, you know, it's one of those big, juicy hugs. You feel that. That's when your oxytocin is being released. So you felt it. You know exactly what we're talking about. Now, I know some of you are like, well, honestly, Dahlia, there's really not a lot of people I want to hug that induce that feeling. I mean, you know, I'd say, well, maybe every now and then we should have a family reunion, but I also know that family reunions cause more stress than not, and then that causes your cortisol to go off. So any health boost you get from your oxytocin gets negated by that kind of stress. But, you know, like high school reunions. You know, high school reunions are supposed to be fun. Sometimes these high school reunions are more stress than it's worth. Right? Because then you run into the people you hated. You run into the people that hated you. You know, it's okay. I mean, I liked my high school reunion. I think it went really well. It was great. But, you know, I stressed a little bit. Well, how am I going to look? You know, do I look slim enough? Do I look too fat? Do I, you know, and that was definitely stressful on my part. But, you know, hugging helps lower blood pressure. I think that's true. Now, again, you don't want to overdo it. It can't be fake. It has to be something that really makes you feel good. But, you know, we find people in love, people that are happy, they do well. They do better health-wise. So there is something to this. I know some of you are like, oh, this is such a girly topic. No. You want to know a girly topic. This that we talked about, this was really interesting. Apparently, there was a study that came out looking at what makes women feel good. Okay? And it was the top 50 things. All right, like let's say some women would rather get a compliment on their child than a compliment on themselves. I guess Sainsbury did the study, and he did a feel-good factor poll of 2,000. And I guess he said this may be something that, you know, we want to look at, especially for those of you living with a lady who needs some a boost. I do need to correct myself. It looks like when I was talking about this in the first hour, I said women under 24 versus women over 25. This wasn't into age group. This is just the top 50 things. So just real quickly, you may want to take some notes. These are things that women had said. 2,000 women were surveyed what women want. Okay? And one was a partner giving a spontaneous cuddle. Just out of the blue, a big hug. You see? All right? No, it doesn't mean you grope. No octopus hands, but a nice hug, nice little cuddle. Wearing comfortable underwear. someone telling you you think that they've lost weight, being told that it looks like you've lost weight always feels good. Buying a present for someone which they're obviously pleased to receive. Some women just like to buy presents and know that, you know, this is something you're going to like. Wearing sexy underwear, finding a bargain, receiving flowers. Women, according to this study, say they like being bought a present, being told they look younger than they are. A complete stranger complimenting you on your style. You know, this is something I do a lot. You know, I run into strangers all the time, you know, at grocery stores, etc. And if I see that they have a purse, or I see they, you know, they're wearing a brooch or something, I don't know. You know, and I like it. Don't be fake. I mean, I tell them. I stop. Having an absolute stranger that has absolutely nothing to gain compliment you, it works. It, you know, it really does. You know, so let's say, you know, you don't know anybody at the office, and, I mean, it can't be a boss because it looks like you're kissing up. But, you know, you just go up and you say, you know, those shoes really look comfortable. I don't mean to, you know, disturb you, but do you like them? Really? Okay, I may get a pair because I hate these shoes. Look, they're burned out of my soul. Can't stand them. Thanks for the tip. Walk off. Something like that will make that other guy feel good. It just says, I know guys don't try to make other guys feel good. That kind of seems to be a more girly type of issue. But think about it, okay? Think about it. Doesn't hurt, okay? Way to bond. Guys need to bond, too. Eating a bar of chocolate. Chocolate bar women like. Being asked where you bought something. Of course, because it means you had good choice. Some women like catching up with old friends, fitting into an outfit you thought was too small. That is my biggie. If I get into an outfit I thought I couldn't fit into and it fits good, oh, I like that. Reading a good book, having clean teeth, having a meal cooked for you, shopping, they say, somebody noticing you've had your hair done, getting a hug from your son and daughter and not because they want something out of you, getting dressed up for a night out, a sale, being told by your children that they're well-behaved or clever. When a teacher compliments my child, I am on cloud 9. Bubble bath, buying a blue bottle, a new bottle of perfume, going out with friends, winning a debate. Men, if you want to get on your good side, get into a conversation with your wife and go, oh, you know, I stand corrected, you're right. I mean, don't be condescending about it. Don't try to patronize, but go, you know, you are right. Good point. Works all the time. My husband's gifted at that. Getting praise from the boss, women like. A child thanking you for having them, like, to hang out. Like, when my kids go, thank you for taking me with you, Mommy. I like spending the day with you. That's cool. Spa day. I'm not into spa days because I don't like massages. They hurt, especially with some of these big heat people doing it. Exercise. I mean, these women where they just beef into you. And I'm like, it hurts. Stop it. Children doing well at school, taking heels off at the end of the night. Oh, that feels good. Recycling clothes makes people feel good. Eating cheese. Women love to eat cheese. Going on a first date, doing a great job at work, watching soap operas. Nope, leave me out of that one. Buying new makeup, sharing wine with friends, having a manicure, shapewear that makes your figure look amazing. Thank God for Spanx. Singing along to the radio in your car, one of my favorite things to do. Picking up a new school and hobby. And the 50th thing women love to do is, or that makes them happy, is cleavage-enhancing bras. There you go. That's the list. Now, men, don't buy your woman a cleavage-enhancing bra. That could make her upset. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Be safe. God bless.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.